I would like to ask you to read one last part in this book. This is, I think, the section having to do with elephants.
Uh-huh.
Just these two pages here.
Okay, sure. Finally, I saw that the very land itself had risen, that the sun-baked land had taken form as something vast and alive and was in motion. The land walked as multitudes, their strides so utterly of the earth that they seemed the source of the very dust. The cloud they raised engulfed us, seeped into every pore, coated our teeth, sifted into our minds, both flesh and metaphor, that big. And you could see their heads like warriors' shields, their great breaths gushing in and out, resonant in the halls of their lungs, the skin as they moved, wrinkled with time and wear, batiked with the walk of ages, as if they lived within the creased maps of the lives they'd traveled. Travelers across landscapes and through timescapes, the skin moving like swishing corduroy, textured and rough but sensitive to the slightest touch. The grind of their cobblestone molars as, sheaf by sheaf and mouthful by mouthful, they acquired the world, all the while uttering the contented purring of mounds of memories. Their rumbles rolled through the air like distant thunder approaching, vibrating through the undulating ground and the roots of trees, rallying families and friends from the hills and rivers, sending among themselves greetings and recognitions and news of where they had been, sending to us a sign of something coming. A mind moves a mountainous mass of muscle and bone. The brown eyes light a landscape, and one elephant rumbles in. See her squared brow. Trace the tracks of snake-sized blood vessels. Heralded by her own trumpet, applauded by her own clapping ears, she strikes us as timeless and a bit sublime, aware and deliberative, peaceful and nurturing, and deadly dangerous as needs arise. Wise only within the confines of her capabilities, like us, vulnerable, as we all are. Watch, simply listen. They will not speak to us, but to one another they say much. Some of it we hear, the rest is beyond words. I want to listen, to open to the possibilities. Disproportioned ears flapping, tough dust-crusted hide, bizarre protruding teeth the size of human legs astride the world's most phallic nose. Such gargoyle grotesqueness should strike us as hideous, yet in them we perceive a vast, intangible beauty at times so intense it fells us. We sense much more, much deeper. We can feel that their march across the landscape is intentional. We cannot deny they are going to a place they have in mind. That's where we're headed now.